I'd like to call the November 20th meeting of the Candia Planning Board to order. Please rise and say the pledge allegiance to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Start with the roll call. Mark.
Here.
Judy.
Here.
Scott.
Here.
Tim here. Brian.
Here.
Kevin.
Here.
Linda.
Here.
Okay. I'm going to start off with a little public service announcement here, just so people are aware of kind of how things work. And everybody can hear? Not too well? All right. I'm trying not to speak too loud because I'm talking to the microphone, but that's better?
Yes.
There we go. So just a little housekeeping, tell you how what we're doing tonight, how the process works, so you understand everything that's going on. First of all, I'd like to thank all of you for coming. We enjoy the company, and we want you to keep coming to these meetings and let your presence and voice be heard so that the town and the board understands your feelings. So this is a preliminary application, which means we go through a few steps before we actually even get into it being a final application. So just so you know, there will not be public comment tonight. We have to look at the impacts of it. We have to look at the completeness of the application. And then we will be discussing more with, you know, our engineer and so on to make sure that we are ready to accept the application as complete. So everything you're hearing tonight up until we accept it as complete, do not consider that we have approved it. That is just we've accepted the application, okay? Just so you know. So again, it'll be good. You'll be getting a lot of information. You'll be understanding what's going on, but there probably will not be any public comment period this evening, all right? Also, I know this is a hot topic for a lot of people, and there's a lot of people in the room. But because of that, we need to keep decorum, right? We need to keep this calm. We need to only you know, speak when there's time to public speak, and sometimes we're a little flexible, but because of the size of the crowd, we really can't be tonight, okay? So with that, going to go to the first item on the agenda, case 24-008, major subdivision, applicant DAR Builders LLC, 72 East Industrial Drive, Unit 17, Manchester, New Hampshire, 03109. Owner DAR Builder LLC, 772 East Industrial Park Drive, Unit number 17, Manchester, New Hampshire. Property location, Crowley Road, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034, map 414, lot 152. Intent to create a right-of-way to a proposed 25-lot subdivision in Chester, 24 buildable lots, leaving a 3-acre lot in Candia. And with that, I would like to invite the applicant to give a presentation to the board and to the townspeople. You can just use this one if you want, sure. Or
that would work.
Yeah, just hold the little power button and hold it on. And if you look, there's a little round power button on the left. Here, if you want to hand it. Yeah. Took me a minute too. That should work now.
Okay. Thank you. My name is Eric Mitchell. I operate these plants for the DAR Builders. And also here is Reggie Moore, principal for the DAR Builders. This project, as we mentioned, is on Chance Map 414, 552, and also 152-10,
speak up.
All right.
That's better.
Sorry. The project itself, again, the site has been before the board in the past. There's an application. I went through several hearings. What that application was at that time was for a 66-lot subdivision in Chester with one lot.
Who's here for
the proposal that we had then was for a three-phase project. The proposal that we have here now is for a single-phase project, which is the area of the original phase one that we had, but this is not a phase project. The 25 lots that we have, which were in phase one, is now all that we are subdividing on Chester. So I don't want anyone to think that we are looking at a phase development anymore. We're just doing the one subdivision. Part of the reason why we're doing that subdivision with that number of lots is one, to continue to move forward. And before, when we were here, there was the amount of units that we had, the traffic impact, made this project go into arterial.
I see where they are.
Requirement for road. Those road improvements cannot be done because we put the right away and other things.
Right there.
So we are just doing the 25 lots in Chester and one in Candia now in order to reduce the amount of traffic impact. So we are not under, we now are under the requirement for arterial road. The plans itself, with the road design, it comes in off of the 93 bend on Crowley Road. We did propose to have stop bars in through there and do some minor improvements on 90 degrees so the traffic calming is better. The entrance of the road going into Chester goes through the lot that is in Candia. But we also will be deeding that right-of-way portion to the town of Chester so that they are fully responsible not just for the road that we have in Chester, but also responsible for the portion that we have in Candy. So that the plan itself, even though it's for one lot in Candy, we understand that there's 25 of the lots that have access out to Crowley Road. And that's why we filed the application as a major preliminary application to start the process. We'd like to get the input that we can from the board. The plans have been reviewed by Stantec initially, and we know that there's additional information to be done. We did meet last week with the town of Chester planning board, and I understand that this process is not something being done in one night. It's going to take several different meetings to go through, but we want to get input and know that we're information that we have to bring back to the board, that we're bringing the right information back. And so that's the gist of what the project is. One thing that we think we're going to have to discuss is seeing what road improvements may have to be done on Crowley Road and working with Stantec to go over and do that to come up with an idea. We're familiar with another project that was done for Pete Martell on Crowley Road, and there was a study that was done by Stantec to come up with an amount that may have to be laid out to improve the road and be proportionately was responsible for a certain amount. Whether that's the exact case here in this project, we're not saying that it is, but we do want to go to Stantec and start to move forward on coming up with an idea of what future improvements may have to be done to the road that's out there. And
just for get the microphone. Just for clarification, though, right? I believe there is one housing lot in Candia for looking at the plans.
Yes, one house lot in Candia. Yeah.
Okay. Anybody got any? Any member of the board got any questions at this point?
Yep. I'd like to make a motion that we declare this a development of regional impact.
Okay. Mark made a motion that we declare this a development of regional impact. Second?
I'll second.
Okay. Judy is second. Now, I'm going to... Now we're open for discussion on the motion that's on the floor. Let me read so the board and the people know. I can't hear. Sorry. Sorry. A development of regional impact. What that, according to RSA, that enables. When if it meets the criteria, it brings in other surrounding towns to the development in as with the same status as an abutter. It also brings in the Southern Hampshire Planning Commission and the Rockingham Planning Commission as parties to it as well. Okay? Development of regional impact is defined under state RSA 3655. As any development with a proximity to the borders of a neighboring community. Any development that impacts the transportation networks. Any development with proximity to aquifers or surface water which transcends municipal boundaries. Okay, so that's the RSA. Candy actually has a checklist for this as well, which we'll go through. Direct proximity. The proposed development is in close proximity to or transcends the boundaries of any abutting municipality. And I'd say, unless, as I'm reading these, I'll say yes or no, and if anybody has an objection to that or a differing opinion, please speak out. So the answer to that obviously is yes. School impacts. Does it significantly impact the schools? No. These will be Chester students. Traffic generation. If non-resident development projects will generate traffic above a threshold of 500 vehicles per day. That is possible. So we're going to say yes. Road network. Does the project provide the opportunity to create more efficient road networks in the regional area? That's a possible yes. Emergency response. Does it affect our emergency response? Yes. It does not. There's no shared community facilities. Water impacts. That's also a debatable yes. Wetland impacts, no. Conservation land impacts. I'm uncertain of any conservation lands there. So, anybody got any comment, questions, anything to talk about in this motion? Or more in the back? Economic impacts. Does the development provide to create business or industry? No. Building size, is it greater than 50,000 square feet? No. Pollution, does the project generate the operation of a facility or business? No. Visual impacts. Will the development provide visual impacts on surrounding communities? No. Historic or cultural? No. So all we need is one yes on that checklist. Does anybody have anything else to say?
And add to that list where there is impact. I see it as a visual impact with the houses that are being developed there. First of all, you have construction going on, and that's certainly going to be a visual impact. So I would say that would be yes.
Okay.
Visual impact.
Yeah, we can add that. All we need is one, so, you know.
Impacts to neighboring municipalities.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yeah, okay with that one. All right. If there's no more comment, I'll take the vote. Mark?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Yes. Scott?
Yes.
Yes. I'm singing into the microphone so they can hear. Tim? Yes. Brian?
Yes.
Yes. Kevin?
Yes.
And Linda?
Yes.
So, it has been declared a development of regional impact, and we then within 5 days must notify those other towns and the two planning commissions. And I'm really sorry about all that noise. It's brutal. They will be party to this. And also requires that we can't have another meeting about it for 14 days because we need to give them an opportunity to respond and be ready for an additional meeting. So that's that. Now we move on to completeness of the application. And again, I'll remind you, we're going to go through a letter from the town engineer. And again, I'll remind you, this is not... Do we accept it as is? Do we agree with it? This is purely, does it provide all the information required in the zoning ordinance? Okay? So I think everybody's got a letter from Scantech dated November 5, 2014, signed by Daniel Tatum. And we'll go through each line item on this letter. Thank you. Good call. Before we do that, I just want to read into the record that an abutter in Chester was not notified by the applicant for this meeting. Stephen O. Landau. At 662 Candia Road in Chester. Okay? Understand that he might have found out about it through the grapevine, but he was not officially notified.
He was not notified of Candia Planning Board meeting, Chester Planning Board meeting, because he's not in a butter from the land of Candia. That's why he was not notified. Yeah. Oh. But easier tonight. And,
so two other people said they were not notified?
Yeah, Joseph Moore, 185 probably. I was not notified about this meeting.
193 probably.
185, 193. The trick is a third one, too.
I don't know the actual buttons.
193. There's one more.
Yeah, I'm taking those down. Yes, sir. 185, 193.
There was one other one, I think. 211.
211? 211, probably, too. Okay. All right. So now, back to where I was. Before a birdie whispered in my ear. Completing his comments. One of the comments here is that the FEMA National Flood Insurance Zone and floodplains is required to be shown on the plans, or a statement on the plans must provide a plan set to whether the proposed project is within town observed areas of flooding or FEMA FIS floodplain as specified in the regulations. Eric, I don't know if that's on the map or if it's certified that it... Yeah, just leave it on.
Normally, I don't believe that there's any FEMA floodplains on the property. Normally what we do, we put a note on it to say that in the current run, whether there are some according to that, and that's more than we can have.
Okay, so we'll add that to the plans?
Yes, sir. Okay.
The limits of FEMA, FIS, and town observed floodways are required to be shown on the map. So again, that would be a similar statement you'd have to put on the plans. The plans are required to show subdivision buildings, roads, streets within 200 feet of the parcel being subdivided as specified. Now, I believe you actually have that, correct?
Yes. They may not be on every sheet, but they are on the set. And I use them right over the cases with lots and check.
Yeah, because when I reviewed the plans, those were on there. Yeah. Based on the proposed grading and proposed slope, easements must be shown on the proposed lot.
I don't think that there's any grading outside of the proposed easement for the road. That's why a slope easement or something like that. We do have a easement shown for drainage, which is on the canyon lot. Should be needed to the town of Chester and be responsible for maintenance. And we also have an easement that we were asked to put on the last time it was planned to be doing for plantings along Crawley Road so that people would not take access to Crawley Road and get into the house that's on Crawley Road. It comes through the proposed shed and drive.
Yeah, that's a point that's coming up, and there is a there is an easement for screening on the Candia lot on the plans. A letter from the town, from the road agent, fire chief, and police chief, 30 days prior to any public hearing regarding safety issues as required to be requested and obtained for the project as specified. So we're still in a preliminary phase, so we're not, you know, we can't do, we need those 30 days before we have a public hearing on it. But you don't have those yet.
We have a letter from the police department that indicates the any accidents that have been out there for the last 3 years. We have that. I don't know that we've got any information from the fire department.
The accident statement over the past however many years is not germane to the impact of this development.
I understand. We will provide that information to you.
The plans are required to specify the proposal horizontal roadway and right-of-way geometry, including bearing distance, radii, and the specifications as specified.
I believe that is shown on the plan. We have the proposed right-of-way that goes in the on the Campbell lot in Chester, and we do have the radii and the tangents and distances of the water.
Okay, I'll confirm that. Okay. Plans are required to specify proposed well and septic system locations for each proposed lot. The proposed septic system is located within 75 feet of well radius. This must be corrected to demonstrate that the proposed lot can be constructed as specified.
Yes, on the plans, last time we submitted the plan to the Kennedy lot, we showed a proposed house set in a raw location in the driveway. But that, the way the plans got the cab work that was done for this new submission, the proposed septic was shown in the front yard. We do have state subdivision approval for the lot, which shows a 4,000 square foot area suitable to replace the system, and that's off. Towards the Chester town line. All that being said, the plan correctly shows the proposed septic being within the wall radius. We can put it in the 4K area, we have time to do that.
So we'll need to get that corrected before we can accept it as complete, right?
Yes.
The location of any fire suppression systems required by the fire chief are required to be shown and specified on the plans. So there, I believe you do have on the plans a water cistern located on the on the Chester side of the border.
That's correct. The system is shown there. And what is what was done last time is the system itself, the road improvements, that would be owned and maintained by the town of Chester. However, the mutual aid, the town of Candia, as well as perhaps other towns, Brandon or whatever, would have access to that system if it was necessary.
We would want Chester, Candia fire chief to sign off on the cistern being acceptable.
Yes, and I think that may have done last time. I understand this is a new application.
Correct.
In addition to that, there is a note on the plan that the proposed lot that's in Candia, if that happens to be constructed prior to the cistern going in, we have a specification that a sprinkler system needs to be put into the house, just in case that's constructed before the actual system is in place
and okay. Plans are required to include a vehicle turning movement plan for truck turning movements in and out of the proposed road without potentially impacting other vehicles or pedestrian traffic.
I'm sorry, but we had done that on the original plan, which was a much bigger set, and we can show that on the road.
Existing wetlands are delineated in 2015 and 2017. Wetland delineations are only acceptable for up to 5 years. So we must get a new wetland delineation by a certified water specialist, a registered water specialist.
I'm a wetland scientist and I can verify the new location of the wetlands if they have changed.
Okay. All required state and federal and local permits associated with permit numbers and permit applications are required to be submitted to the town, and all necessary permits associated with permit numbers are required to be listed on the plan cover sheet. That's not something we typically ask to have the application filled out before we finalize the approval, because you can't really get those state requirements until we approve a plan.
That's correct. I think the subdivision approval for the one lot is on the plan, but we would have to get the approvals for wetlands, which was in process but was not fully finished, and also all for the shoe train, so we'll get those and put them on the plan.
So those will all be required before we, if it gets approved, before we finalize anything.
Yes.
All waivers being requested for the project are required to be submitted to the planning board in writing. It should be noted that the waivers listed on the plans are not submitted with the application for the project.
I think they're the same waivers that we had in the original plan, but we can submit paper copies of that.
Yeah, the original plan doesn't exist anymore.
I understand.
The proposed drainage infrastructure is shown on the plans. However, typical construction details and drainage analysis with stormwater calculations are required to be submitted.
When the plans were submitted to Candia, we did submit a copy of our drainage report because technically in Candia there is one wetland crossing on the Candia lot, and that was submitted. As far as the plans themselves, because all of the road is going to be owned and maintained by Chester once it gets done and put in, we did show the plan and profiles for that. None of the improvements that we show are going to be the responsibility of the town of Candia. So I don't know that we have to submit all that information to the town of Candia.
But the easement for the drainage is an easement on a Candia lot. Therefore, this town would want to see all drainage calculations and drainage information that are ending up in Candia.
That drainage information was submitted with the application to Candia.
Okay, I'll check. We'll check on that. All right, so that's, let me give my voice a break for a second here. That's the completeness comments, and then we have additional completeness comments, so I'm going to take a break here. Does anybody on the board have anything they want to say, any questions?
I would like to clarification on a couple of things.
You've got to talk into it.
That fan out there is really loud.
If I backtrack to item 6, where they said that the plans are required to specify proposed horizontal roadway, right-of-way, geometry, bearings, distance, radii. You said that that was included in the documents.
I believe this on the plan, yes.
So, does Stantec, are they working with the current documents? Because if there are professional engineers and say that it's sufficient, and you're saying there, that disconnect is troubling to me.
I put that down as a confirm. Okay. We do want to confirm that.
Secondarily, not to impugn you in the least, but on item 10, where it requires a wetland scientist registered in the state of New Hampshire, and you indicated you are such.
Yes, sir.
Is it out of line to question whether an independent scientist would be able to be requested? Not to impugn you at all, just completely above board. Is that something that we can request?
Been advised that, Kevin, that's more of a final plan issue.
Okay.
Not a preliminary. But good question, Chris. You got any questions, or are you good? Okay. So we got a few more. Well, the first one is that we should propose this as a development of regional impact, which we have done. We recommend the evaluation of Crowley Road be performed by a professional traffic engineer to confirm that the existing scenic road, town road, can support... Oh, sorry. So, we recommend that an evaluation of Crowley Road be performed by a professional traffic engineer to confirm that the existing scenic town road, can support the additional proposed traffic. We will get to that point. The plans are required to provide detailed specifications and specific locations for proposed temporary and permanent erosion controls. I did not see anything for temporary erosion controls.
Yes, those are all on the plans for the town of Chester, because they're the ones who will be monitoring that and inspecting it for construction. So we only show the plan and profile to Candia, just so they can see that there's no water coming towards the town of Candia on the road. But all the information for erosion control, sediment control, system information and all that kind of stuff is all submitted to the town of Chester.
We're talking a building of a road and a building of a new house in Candia. We would expect to get the temporary erosion controls that you're going to use in those developments in Candia.
We can provide that to Dan if that's required.
Plans are required to be provided to provide a schedule of anticipated start and completion dates for the proposed construction and duration. I'm going to guess that Bertie's going to whisper in my ear that that's for final, not for preliminary. And I'm getting a nod. So yeah, that's for final, not for preliminary. The plans include a detail for a typical road access, road cross section, but additional details, typical sections and notes are required to be included in the plan set in confirmation with conformance with town and state and federal regulations. So it would appear that Stantec wants additional road construction details.
Okay.
We've got more to go. We're going to swap off.
Thank you. Great.
And Stantec is here.
Okay. Number 19, considering the town of Candia will provide fire safety services to the project, the proposed subdivision is required to be provided with fire protection and fire suppression of water source in conformance with Regulation 1619.14 and 19.15. However, no details regarding fire suppression and water sources for fire protection are specified on the plans. The applicant must provide documentation from the fire chief regarding his determination on what he will require for this project.
I'm sorry, we understand that. We need some confirmation from the fire department for Candia and also confirmation back in Chester that they're willing to work together on mutual aid.
Number 20 of 29. No pedestrian walks, sidewalks, or crosswalks are proposed on the plans. The board should discuss whether, as part of the proposed improvements, pedestrian access is required and or desired as specified in Regulation Section 14.21.
Yeah, I think we're gonna, well, the situation is that Section 14.21 is local Candia road specifications, which the proposal does not meet all our requirements for their road specifications. But that is a discussion that we'll have, because do we want sidewalks and do we want street lights and the like on that stretch of road? But that's what that's referring to. It does not meet our current road standard.
Number 21 of 29, no street lighting is proposed. The board should discuss whether they street lighting is desired. Whether street lighting is desired or required for the proposed improvements as specified in Regulation Section 14.23.
So again, those two items would be waivers to town current ordinance. Okay, so if the developer is planning to do the road without sidewalks and without street lights and without granite curbs, then there would have to be a waiver put in for that, which we don't have right now.
Number 22, test pits and percolation rates are required to be obtained for the road and at the locations of the proposed drainage infrastructure as required in Regulations Section 15.06X-5.
That's an important thing. That's what they're going to require, is just to do justice for the proposed drainage system is, and the road can do that. But again, the reason why it isn't shown here is because the road is going to be for the town of Chester to own and maintain. That's why we did do it. A lot of these comments here are coming from, I understand your regulations for your roads, but it's just our impression that even though part of the road starts out in Candia, it's not Candia's responsibility to maintain it, to supervise construction and everything else, and that's how we get it. But if we have to work this out with Dan, and that's the way we can do it.
I understand that you're saying Chester's going to maintain it, but the road is in Candia, and these are Candia's requirements. So if you don't want to build it to Candia's requirements, then we'd have to get a waiver request.
I understand.
23, proposed temporary and permanent erosion control measures, details and notes are required to be designed and specified on plans in conformance with Article 16 of the regulations.
I think that's like a repeat.
Move on.
Yeah.
24. Drainage infrastructure information for the proposed detention basin is missing and must be added to the plans.
I believe that was in the drainage report that was submitted, but we'll make sure the dam is satisfied with all the submissions.
25. Excavation and embankment notes and requirements are required to be specified on the plans as specified in Regulation Section 19.05.
I'll finish up here. We only got a couple more to go. Yeah. Details of the proposed concrete, precast concrete drainage structures are required to be provided in the plan set to confirm compliance.
I believe the details are on the Chester set, so again, it's a requirement to put in the roof set.
Again, everything to do with drainage coming into that, especially coming into that easement, we need all the details for, because that drainage is in Candia. Riprap required to be provided for ditches and stormwater flows that exceeds 3.5 feet per second in the 25-year storm event, where the proposed flows will create erodible conditions. As specified in the regulation 15.06, drainage calculations are required to confirm that the proposed stormwater flow has been directed to proposed ditches do not exceed the allowable velocities. And you're saying you've provided them with that now.
We can provide them with that information.
The site distance plan must be stamped by a New Hampshire PE.
That's the requirement.
Scour protection is required to be designed and provided for all culvert outlets in conformance with New Hampshire DES BMP and Regulation 1506-LF.
We'll make sure that the information following and protection plan, we'll make sure that Dan is
okay, once again, any comments, questions, anything from the board? Okay, so now we need to determine if and take a vote as to whether this application is complete. Does someone want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Right.
That we do not accept the application as complete per the our professional engineer's response.
So everybody could hear.
I'll second.
Kevin makes a motion that we do not accept these as complete per all the line items from the town's engineer, Stantec. And Brian seconds. Any discussion? All right. Judy. Advise that we should add to this, that we should mention the ones that are not, the line items that are not complete. And I'm just going to put a number in, because the applicant has this document, so they'll understand what the numbers are. And you'll get a letter, a certified letter, okay? Number one is viewed not complete. Number two is viewed not complete. Number five is viewed not complete. Number six, the applicant says is complete, but we want to confirm that from Stantec that we have all the documentation they require. Number seven is not complete. Number eight, we need fire chief approval for. Number nine is, nope, that's complete. Number nine, again, the applicant says is complete. We got to confirm. Number 10, we need to get, is not complete. We need to get the updated wetland information. Number 12 is not complete. And the applicant says number 13 is complete. Right, the general comments do not necessarily need to be listed. We'll just amend the motion to include those points that are not complete. All right, so we'll start with Mark.
Yes.
Mark, yes. Judy?
Yes.
Judy, yes. Scott?
Yes.
Scott, yes. Tim, yes. Brian?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
No, Brian, yes, sorry. Kevin, yes. And Linda?
Yes.
Linda, yes. So now what happens is we're going to continue the hearing. All right, the next available date is December 18th. All right? Now I'm going to put out a public service announcement right now. We could not obtain a venue in town that could hold the number of people we need to hold on December 18th. So we will be in the town meeting room. First come, first serve, be prepared to stand, but Zoom will be available. So please use Zoom. Again, you know, we may or may not get to public comment in that meeting, but you can still do public comment in Zoom as well. So we welcome you to join us, but just know that you might end up driving home to watch on Zoom, okay?
Mr. Chairman, if I just may have, I know that we have to address things that Stantec was looking for.
Yes.
We'd like to, I believe the applicant has to pay a fee to Stantec to review cover that. We'd like to see if we can also meet with Stantec and talk about improvements to Crowley Road. And so that may be an additional fee charged to the applicant to do that, but we'd like to continue to work on that if we can.
No, you certainly can. You're more than welcome to work with Stantec on getting the application complete. But going to Crowley Road improvements and what the costs would be is way ahead of the curve.
Okay.
So with that, we're going to move on to some pretty exciting stuff. Approval of the minutes. No, sorry, David. We don't have public comment until we accept the application is complete.
I'm just wondering if the board can position this to proceed
when not apparently not all the abutters. And that's yet to be determined, and that's why we read it into the minutes of the meeting that abutters had not been notified. So we'll determine that. The problem is if we don't continue it to a set date. Now, if the applicant wants to continue it into January, then we can move it to January. But we need to set it to a date firm. And December 18th will be a very similar meeting because we'll go through completeness again. Okay. We just...
How long do we have to stand in line to be sure we get in the meeting?
Yeah, I can't answer that. When we'll have Zoom and we'll open the windows like we've done before, and we'll do the best we can. The problem is that if we don't set it to a date firm and don't set it within a certain amount of time frame, we have to go through the entire noticing process again. So we find ourselves in a rules that have been created both here and at the state level that bind us to this time frame. Okay. Approval of the minutes for November 6th. Anybody have any comments, questions, edits? All right, so somebody want to make a motion that we accept the minutes?
Make a motion to accept the minutes on November 6th, 2024.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Second, Scott. Mark.
Yes.
Mark, yes. Judy.
Abstain.
Abstain, wasn't there. Scott.
Yes.
Scott, yes.
Yeah, he did.
Tim, yes.
Yeah, it was like 193, 211.
Yeah,
we got him.
Scott, yes. Brian.
Yes.
Scott, yes. Kevin.
Yes.
And Linda.
Yes.
All right, I don't think we're going to talk about anything else tonight, so if someone wants to make a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Judy makes a motion to adjourn. Second.
Second.
Second, Kevin. All those in favor say aye.
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 Guys have it.